On Triple M Jane Day for breakfast, 6:45 live this morning. Thanks to North Jacqueline. Biggest sale of the year this Friday, Saturday, Mackay Showgrounds. Possible shower or two around the coastline today for some areas to the south of us. As we head for our top today around 30 degrees. Talking about this Leaving Neverland documentary last Friday, Saturday night on Channel 10.
Yeah, it's based around two blokes, Wade Robson, who's an Aussie, and James Safechuck, and they were sexually abused by...
Allegedly
by Michael Jackson. I haven't watched it, so I can't really form a valid opinion, but at the same time, I refuse to watch it, because I don't want to ruin the image of a genius in the creative sphere.
Really?
Yeah, I just can't.
I do have to say that when I watched it, I didn't know what I was... Again, there was talk around the office yesterday about it, and I thought, oh, what am I going to get myself into? Is it going to change my opinion? Am I going to find out stuff that I hadn't heard in the news about this whole thing?
And it has changed you, hasn't it?
Has changed. Because I don't know. It just made me feel like these two... They're both fathers now. They've grown up and they've got kids themselves, these two fellas who said that they were sexually assaulted. I just don't know what they would be getting out of this.
Well, money. Because, I mean, the estate, the Michael Jackson estate, is now worth a lot of money, whereas back then, when he passed away 10 years ago, it was $680 million in debt. But now that it's all flush since his death and from the royalties and the sales and everything.
I don't know. Sometimes you can kind of see through somebody when they're lying about something. Don't you think? These guys look legit like they were telling the truth.
Right.
Like, that's all I'm saying. Sonia's called about this whole thing. If you've got an opinion, by the way, guilty, not guilty, did seeing this documentary change your opinion on Michael Jackson? 1327 10.
Sonia, where do you sit on this?
Oh, it's so bloody hard. He's such a talented man, but what he does in the bedroom, I don't know. I haven't seen his show, but Jesus. Yeah. Not good if it's true. Good if it's true. Shattered my childhood.
Yeah, do you think it's just a money grab? Because, I mean, the estate's now flush with money.
But why'd they wait so long?
That's exactly my point. You need to see the documentary. It just made me go, and I agree, when it comes to music and all that, he's just a genius, but it made me go, what did we know about Michael Jackson until after his death? It was just crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And he also wonder, I haven't seen the show because I haven't got TV reception, but I don't know, just the parents, wouldn't the parents know,
Well, they did, but apparently the boy, Wade, who's the Australian choreographer, him and his mum don't have a great relationship, but they were both on the documentary in separate interviews, and she was backing him up, saying everything he's saying is true.
Oh, I'm going to have to try and watch it online or something.
It's available on 10play. That's where I watched it yesterday. But go and check it out if you want to. I'm not saying that you have to. It just seems very weird.
I don't know. I don't think I can actually watch it and ruin the image of Michael Jackson. Hey, Andrew, mate, what do you reckon? Do you reckon he's guilty or not?
Oh, I don't think so. I think just because he donated a lot to kids and shit like that, people have taken it the wrong way.
I don't know. I'm conflicted. I really am conflicted about this whole thing, to be honest. I didn't think that he was... Thanks for the call there, Andy. I didn't think that he was going to be capable of what he's being accused of doing.
They say... They actually said he was like Peter Pan because he didn't actually get to have a childhood when he was younger.
Some of the graphic stuff that they were talking about, which is not suitable to air at this radio station at all, is just enough to make you sick. And I don't think those men would make that up. That's what I'm saying. Have a listen. Go to template. Do the catch up TV thing. Have a watch.
I don't think I can.
Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. 10 minutes away from 7, Jane Day for breakfast. Looking for an inform-